Borderlands are fascinating areas where cultures either meet and intermingle, or in some cases are cordoned off to coldly stare at one another. The Czech, German, Austrian tri-border has experienced both. Over the last century, it went from being an imaginary line through the woods to a literal iron curtain and back again. What's emerging here today is a cross-cultural region deep in the Bohemian Forest National Park. While the Austrians and Germans refer to the park by its location as the Bohemian or Bavarian Forest, respectively, the Czechs call it Šumava, after an old Slavonic word for dense forest that today evokes the rustling of leaves. The three countries share the woods from a point on Trojmezná hora, or Three Border Mountain, and their good cooperation in managing the area is what has kept the Bohemian Forest a national treasure on all sides of the tri-border. Michal Valenta handles international relations for the Šumava National Park.
We have the last remnants of the mountain spruce forests, for example. We have a large area on the border to the German National Park where we try to establish common wilderness areas called Wild Herd of Europe. The area on the southern part where the National Park borders Austria is an isolated area, and this area is especially important to preserve the glacial lake area on Plešné. Šumava is the largest park, national park in the Czech Republic, and mainly the only one park where the protection of the nature on great areas and large areas possible today. We have large extent of areas which are non-inhabited today according to the development after the Second War, so that on large areas it's possible to let the nature to be free without intervention.
Those developments after the Second World War were, of course, the expulsion of the ethnic German population and the building of the infamous border zone by the communist regime. A buffer of barbed wire, lookout towers, surveillance roads, and electric fences that marked the boundary of the West and the so-called East for some 40 years and made the Central European communist countries a de facto prison. What villages remained in the no-go zone were dismantled so as to leave no cover to escapees, and for 4 to 10 kilometers into the Czech side of the border, the country was left to nature.
It's a little bit paradox because the main reason that National Park could have been established was the existence of this protected belts along the area, because a lot of areas could be preserved here in very close to nature's stadium, so that the main populations of the most typical animals lived in these areas along the border.
To say the Šumava is the end of civilization would be to overlook one deep mark of 18th century technological prowess etched into the ground here. The Schwarzenberg Timber Canal is a 60-kilometer log flume constructed over the course of 33 years. One of the first of its kind, the canal crosses the Vltava hinterland to the Austrian waterways, breaking the continental divide and ultimately allowing a continuous stream of water from the Black Sea to the North Sea. In the tiny settlement of Jeleni on the Schwarzenberg Canal lives one Čestmír Hrbek, a general in the Czechoslovak army who bought an old gamekeeper's lodge here 20 years ago and turned part of it into a small museum in honor of the great technical achievement.
Konec 18. století totiž bylo období industrializace, čili období, kdy se stavěli.
The end of the 18th century was the age of industrialization, when factories were being built, people were moving from the villages to the cities for work, and the cities grew tremendously, and they needed wood of all kinds, wood for building, wood for burning, wood for furniture. In short, there was a huge demand. And meanwhile, the resources in the south were running out. There were no more forests. Vienna was in the middle of a fuel crisis. Another year or two, and they would have all frozen to death, the Viennese. And just 100 kilometres from Vienna was the immense Bohemian wilderness, where wood was falling all over the ground and rotting in the mud. But no one knew how to get it down.
Where there's a rich family of noblemen, though, there's a way. And who owned the Bohemian forest but the Schwarzenbergs? One of the wealthiest and most powerful families in Europe at the time, the Schwarzenbergs certainly had the wherewithal to solve just about any problem the era could pose. But even money can't move mountains of trees without the smarts of someone like Josef Rosenauer, the Czech engineer who put the plan into action.
Rosenauer vsadil na vodu. Ten rozhodl, že dřevo odsud.
Rosenauer placed his bets on water. He decided that he would get the wood from here to the towns below by water, by rivers, via the Danube and the Vltava, and he would get it to the rivers by water as well. And since there was no natural waterway to the rivers, not even a creek, he knew they would have to build one.
Vodní cesta neboli plavební kanál, a ten bylo potřeba postavit.
Today, people from all sides of the border come to wonder at their shared history in the mossy stone beds and beautiful neo-Renaissance tunnels of the canal. Over a lunch of fresh mountain trout in the frontier town of Nová Pec, I had the good fortune of meeting Austrian artist Joachim Eckel and his wife Joanna, for whom visiting the Czech side of the border is an important custom.
Yes, we try to come every other week.
And why?
Because we feel very linked to this land and to this area, because our relatives, our family, part of it comes from Bohemia, which used to be one big culture here. And after the Iron Curtain, the family has been separated, and we feel our roots here also. And we think that the main duty for us now is to relink again, and that we find mutual ground again, and that we have to learn the language also, because like our parents, they didn't speak any Czech, but our grandparents, for example, the main language has been Czech. And yeah.
So have you learned some Czech?
Only very, very little, very little, yeah. But we hope that in our children we'll start to link up better than we do.
And do you have any special feelings towards the Czech Republic? Or?
No, I like the countryside, and I like to come here and to see how they live here. And yeah, it's good that it's open again, and we can go over and see what's going on here. And we didn't do this 20 years ago, or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. We didn't do this, and now it's to discover, and I like it. Mm.
And are there any benefits to living close to the German border for Austrians? Do you ever go to Germany?
Sure, we go to Germany also often. But I think the main difference is that in Germany we feel that everything is very similar to Austria. And in Czech Republic, since the last nearly 50 years, yeah, there has been a communistic government here. A lot of things have been developing different. And in my opinion, the people have the chance here now to learn from the mistakes we have done over the last 50 years also. And I think that the Czech culture around 1900, it has been the Switzerland of Europe. The industrialization here and all the iron industry, the glass industry, this all has been developed to a very high point here in Czech Republic. And now we have to watch and learn from the Czechs how they're handling the situation here now. I think it should be a positive exchange.
Living right beneath the real Iron Curtain and experiencing the whole of the region since then inspired Mr. Eckel to undertake an interesting project on the market square in the Austrian town of Eigen, a tangible display of regional unity among the peoples who have shared this landscape across three countries and for many, many hundreds of years.
The Bohemian Woods actually are covering an area in Germany, in Austria, and in Bohemia, or in Czech Republic. And I think that the link and the relationship to the land will make us find mutual ground again, because we have a mutual origin here. So what we did is we brought 40 square meters of land from the Bohemian Woods here to Austria, from the Bohemian Woods in Germany. Also, we brought an island of 40 square meters and five other islands from the Bohemian Woods from Austria. So we were trying to let them grow together again. Yeah, it's a symbolic thing, but it all has been based on participation of the people here in the different in Germany, in Austria, and in Czech Republic. And I think this is a quite nice symbol, a nice picture for how we can find mutual ground again.
That edition of Spotlight was first broadcast back in 2009. It was presented by Christian Falvey.